Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's that little bus, that little band from Texas. Billy, Dusty, and Frank bring us back 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. My trust mentor, ladies and gentlemen, the man who taught me and you, if you've been listening to my show, more about the essence, the essentialness, the immutability of trust, the power of it, the handiness of it, the profitability of it. Our good friend Dr. Archichan Kute, Built on Trust, his book. I wish you could see my book. It almost doesn't hold together anymore. I've worn it out so much. Archie, thanks again for being here. We were talking about trust. We're talking about the need for trust right now, just now, as we try to come out of this. We try to, you know, we're already having difficulty knowing who to believe with the coronavirus pandemic shutdown, Archie, where, you know, some of the research is shown to be bogus. Some of it was shown to be in good faith, but not necessarily accurate. We've learned an awful lot. So we were dealing with all that. Now we're dealing with this, with these uprisings, all these rioting and the crimes that are being committed. In my opinion, some of these crimes, the proposition for some of this looting and these crimes that are going on are based on a lie. They're not based on the truth. And until we get to the truth, we can't solve anything. What do you think?
I think the looting doesn't work, whether it's based on truth or otherwise. It obfuscates the real issues.
And it steals the moral high ground from the people who are trying to be moral.
Exactly. So this does not work. I have seen some instances where the community self-polices itself and tries to stop that, but other instances where it just continues. So this is not helpful. This is a grievance, and we were just discussing before the break. You know, when you discuss your frustrations with somebody else, you have a choice whether to try to get them to commiserate with you or to try to get them to help you solve the problem. Mm-hmm. That's very different, those two things. And so that, as you do this, so looting doesn't solve the problem, is what I'm saying. It exacerbates mm-hmm. it. But as you do this, as you have this discussion, begin to realize that there are some ways that you yourself have contributed to the problem. Lots of ways you've contributed to the solution. Some ways, omission or commission, you've contributed to the problem. This is you and me. This is not the bad people or the good people. This is everybody.
Well, so here's a question. A question, Archie, and I'm not comparing breaking a window to a death.
No.
But in terms of solving a problem, getting to some kind of community solutions, looting is comparable to what happened to the man who was killed. I mean, it's not the same kind of thing, but it's the same kind of a failure to contribute.
You've used the right word, I think, when you said obfuscate, to hide or to make invisible the real issues. Mm-hmm. This is what looting does. As well as overreaction, you know, from authority.
Right.
Both obfuscate the real issues and are unhelpful and contribute to mistrust.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is certainly true.
And it doesn't trust also require not overreacting. And when I say overreacting, the arrests and the dealing with those men, those four officers, I'm not going to say it was slow. It wasn't as fast as some people thought it should be, but it did not. It was happening. But my point is, we have a process here in America. Now, if the process never happens, if justice never happens, then okay, let's take to the streets. But if in protest, But you have to let our process play out, don't you?
Well, it's good to be patient with it. I think, though, that nonviolent protest, you know, is an American right,
which urges on the process. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, and yes, so I think if they're nonviolent, again, from both sides, both the authorities and the protesters, if they're nonviolent, they can communicate a message, and can be very powerful. The people who founded our nation recognized this, that this is a means of expression that can be very fortunate and can make progress. But if it's abused, again, on either side, then that word that you use, obfuscate, it obfuscates what we're really after and the real issues and the things that we can agree on, the things that we can agree on. I believe the American people can agree on what happened in the street. I believe the American people can agree about the looting.
We also have to realize, Archie, that there are entities in America who don't want America to succeed.
They
look like they're on one side, but they're really not. And by that I mean,
that's correct.
When they burn down a minority business, that's not people who are, those are the people, what you said a while ago, the obfuscation. They're obfuscating what the real issue is. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Archie Chakoute. LearningCenter.net, is that right, Archie?
Yes, LearningCenter.net.
Built on Trust. That's the book.
It's all done.
It's awesome. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassie. I'm serious.
Pirate's mine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.